Welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Martin Hewlett, a clinical hypnotherapist and paramedic for 20 years. Today's show, Understanding You, as part of January's month of remaining positive and focused with the goals that we set for the coming year. If you're new, do subscribe, and why not download the Calming Anxiety app for Android and iOS. There's a link in the show notes. Now find your quiet place, all to yourself, lying or sitting, whatever makes you the most comfortable. Headphones on as well if you wish. Close your eyes and bring all your focus inwards to each and every breath. To truly be aware intimately of the sensations as your chest rises, to draw in each and every life-giving breath, being aware of the pause between the in and the out, and then as you breathe out, feeling that sense, that comforting emotion of pure relaxation as you begin to drift down now, deeper and deeper into a beautiful, natural, safe state of trance. Just you, the rhythmic rise and fall of every breath, and the sound of my voice. Relax and unwind and let go of the anxieties and stresses of each day. Your moment of time out to reconnect mind, body and soul, and to bring a sense of stillness and calm to your thoughts. Relax and just feel every fiber in your body unwinding, loosening, and letting go of the tension of modern life. As you float down further and further now, calm and at peace. And as you relax even deeper with every out-breath, as we continue through life, sometimes wondering why we fail at the tasks and goals we set ourselves, and then we simply give up because we failed at what we thought would be easy. We all need to understand and appreciate. We are all so uniquely different. What works for one person, even a sibling, a loved one, may not work for us. But finding a plan, an easy regime that we can break down into small, accomplishable steps, may just be the key to our own success. An understanding that we may need more time out than those around us, to stop for a day, a weekend, a week, does not mean we have failed or given up. So relax and start to feel a sense of pride in who you are. And think about a recent task, challenge, or plan that may have gone awry. And ask why, totally honestly, deep within your own thoughts. not in a negative way. And I wonder if you could think of a solution around it that is easy to accomplish. Breaking it down into those 5-minute moments each day. Life is not a sprint. It is your life. There is no rush, no race to get to the end. The challenges we set ourselves should be enjoyable, accomplishable, and made up of thousands of small, easy, happy steps. When you understand what works best for you, and only you, it will set you free to achieve your life's goals, to be realistic and happy in how to attain them. You are unique. There has never been another you in history, and there will never be another in the future, in the aeons of our universe. And you owe it just to you to be the best version of yourself. This world is brighter and happier because of you. And although right now today you may not feel or appreciate it, in the months and years to come, when you have overcome the pain of your past, when you have learnt control over your thoughts and reactions, which you will be a credit to this planet, this beautiful, glistening kaleidoscope of colors in the universe. This is the start of your legacy. So love who you are. Look in the mirror often and smile. Look and honor the positives that you have. And leave your doubt in the past. And take a deep breath now. And start to reorientate your thoughts to the day ahead and the world outside. And another deep breath which fills your lungs up to the top once more as you stretch out your arms and legs and open your eyes, smile, feel awesome. Have a great day. I will speak to you tomorrow. And as always, my friend, in everything that you and I do, simply be kind.